Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldreyer, and today we're Sechus Nedarim, Daf Samech Gimel, the 8th Perek Konim Yain. Just a quick announcement, this week is the Zichru 1000 event. Zichru members from all over will be celebrating our success and remembering the Daf day after day and for passing the 1000 block milestone. The event is this Thursday night in Passaic, New Jersey, and it's going to be a very inspiring evening. It will feature a live fair with members on 1000 block, and we'll be honored with the presence of the Lakewood Rosh Hashiva, Rabbi Yeruchma Olshan, and guest speaker, Rabbi Ephraim Eliyahu Shapiro, coming up from Miami. The event has been generously sponsored by a few of our members, so there is no cost. You just need to reserve your spot as space is limited, and reservations are on a first-come, first-served basis. Just go to our website, zichru.com, and click on the event link to make your reservation. This is also a great opportunity to inspire others by what is truly possible in terms of remembering the Daf. So by all means, feel free to invite someone whom you think will gain from the event. So the three daps we're going to focus on. Number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf brought a machlokes about a neder made ad hagashamim, until the rains. The Tanakhama said it's forbidden until it actually rains, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's permitted at the normal time of the second rainfall, even if it has not yet rained. Rabbi Zera said that the Rabbanan agree where he said ad hageshem, until the rain, singular, that he would be permitted by the time of the second rainfall. Only when he said until the rains, plural, which is an unusual phrase, do they hold that the neder is until it rains. The Gemara in Ardaf challenges Rabbi Zera. A brisa teaches a three-way machlokes about the dates of the three normal periods of rainfall. The first is pertinent for beginning to say v'ten tal matar. The third is for when to fast if rain has not yet fallen. And the second is explained to be the time when a neder made until the rain would end. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel stated that rain that fell for 7 days straight should be considered both the first and the second rain, even according to the Rabbanan. The Gemara assumes that the case is the common neder of until the rain, yet it requires actual rainfall, in contradiction to Rabbi Zera. The Gemara answers that the Brice is speaking of where he said until the rains, and therefore requires actual rain. Point number two, the Mishnah teaches Ad Rosh Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Harishon. If one made a neder until the beginning of Adar, and a second month of Adar was added, he's forbidden only until the beginning of the first Adar. Ad Sof Adar, Ad Sof Adar Harishon. If he said until the end of Adar, he's forbidden until the end of the first Adar. The Gemara infers that when one says Adar without specifying, it refers to the first Adar. The Gemara presents Malchokas about writing documents in which Rabbi Meir says that during the first Adar, one should write explicitly the first Adar, but during the second Adar, one should simply write Adar. Rabbi Yudah says that the first Adar should be written simply as Adar, whereas the second Adar is written explicitly as the second Adar. We see they argue which Adar is referred to when left unspecified, and our Mishnah seems to only fit with Rabbi Yudah's opinion. The Gemara responds that the Mishnah can be unanimous because it's speaking about someone who does not know that the year was declared a leap year. Since he thought there was only one Adar that year, his intent is for the first Adar. The Gemara adduces support for this distinction from a Braisa. And point number three, the Mishnah teaches, Rabbi Yudah says, Konum yain she'eni tom ad she'eha Pesach. One who says wine is konum for my tasting until it is Pesach, although we normally interpret until it is to mean until its end, this one only intended to forbid wine until the first night of Pesach, when people drink wine, and is therefore permitted from the first night of Pesach. Similarly, if one vowed not to eat meat, ad she'eha tzom, until it is the fast of Yom Kippur, he's only forbidden until the eve before Yom Kippur, which is a time when people eat meat. Here, Rabbi Yudah teaches that the neder ends even before the time expressed. His son Rabbi Yossi taught that one who vowed against garlic until Shabbos is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos, when Ezra instituted that men should eat garlic. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf brought a machlokes about a neder made ad hagashamim, until the rains. The Tanakhama said it's forbidden until it actually rains, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says it's permitted at the normal time of the second rainfall, even if it has not yet rained. Rabbi Zera said that the Rabbanan agree where he said ad hageshem, until the rain, singular, that he would be permitted by the time of the second rainfall. Only when he said until the rains, plural, which is an unusual phrase, do they hold that the neder is until it rains. The Gemara in Ardaf challenges Rabbi Zera. A brisa teaches a three-way machlokes about the dates of the three normal periods of rainfall. The first is pertinent for beginning to say v'ten tal matar. The third is for when to fast if rain has not yet fallen. And the second is explained to be the time when a neder made until the rain would end. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel stated that rain that fell for 7 days straight should be considered both the first and the second rain, even according to the Rabbanan. The Gemara assumes that the case is the common neder of until the rain, yet it requires actual rainfall, in contradiction to Rabbi Zera. The Gemara answers that the Braisa is speaking of where he said, until the rains, and therefore requires actual rain. Point number two, the Mishnah teaches, Ad Rosh Adar, Ad Rosh Adar Harishon. If one made a neder until the beginning of Adar, and a second month of Adar was added, he's forbidden only until the beginning of the first Adar. Ad Sof Adar Harishon. If he said, until the end of Adar, he's forbidden until the end of the first Adar. The Gemara infers that when one says Adar without specifying, it refers to the first Adar. The Gemara presents Malchokas about writing documents in which Rabbi Meir says that during the first Adar, one should write explicitly the first Adar, but during the second Adar, one should simply write Adar. Rabbi Yudah says that the first Adar should be written simply as Adar, whereas the second Adar is written explicitly as the second Adar. We see they argue which Adar is referred to when left unspecified, and our Mishnah seems to only fit with Rabbi Yudah's opinion. The Gemara responds that the Mishnah can be unanimous because it's speaking about someone who does not know that the year was declared a leap year. Since he thought there was only one Adar that year, his intent is for the first Adar. The Gemara adduces support for this distinction from a Braisa. And point number three, the Mishnah teaches, Rabbi Yudah says, Konum yain she'eni tom ad she'eha Pesach. One who says wine is konum for my tasting until it is Pesach, although we normally interpret until it is to mean until its end, this one only intended to forbid wine until the first night of Pesach when people drink wine, and is therefore permitted from the first night of Pesach. Similarly, if one vowed not to eat meat ad she'eha tzom until it is the fast of Yom Kippur, he's only forbidden until the eve before Yom Kippur, which is a time when people eat meat. Here Rabbi Yudah teaches that the neder ends even before the time expressed. His son Rabbi Yossi taught that one who vowed against garlic until Shabbos is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos, when Ezra instituted that men should eat garlic. Alright, so now we go to our Siman Daf Samech Gimel, and our standard Siman is a Segway, which is one of those two-wheel devices that boys zip around neighborhoods on. So Segway is the Siman. So here goes. The neighborhood kids who were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, and told the kid with the garlic breath to take a netter from garlic until it was Shabbos, which meant he could have some Shabbos night. Once again, it's slow motion. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race, that must mean we're on Daf Samech Gimel. The neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, which reminds the Gemara discusses one who vows Adar Geshamim until the rains and brings a three-way machlokes about the three normal dates of rainfall. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, which reminds the Gemara discusses which Adar is referred to when one says Adar without specifying. So the neighborhood kids were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall, start to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, and told the kid with the garlic breath to take a netter from garlic until it was Shabbos, which meant he could have some Shabbos night. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi taught that one who vowed against garlic until it is Shabbos, even though a netter of Ad Sheyehe means until the end of Shabbos in this case, the garlic is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos, when Ezra instituted that men should eat garlic. So once again, the neighborhood kids who were frustrated when their Segway race got rained out on all three different dates of rainfall started to argue when the race was rescheduled for Adar, but couldn't agree which Adar, and told the kid with the garlic breath to take a netter from garlic until it was Shabbos, which meant he could have some Shabbos night. All right, so now it's time for four blah blah chazara. Daf Nun Tes. So the Simur Daf Nun Tes is a night. So here goes. The night, night. That must mean we're on Daf Nun Tes. The knight who was brought before the king for making a netter on fruit causing the growths to be forbidden as a davar she'yesh matirin because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, which reminds us, one who says these fruits are konum upon me, if the promised seed does not decompose, even the growths of its growths are forbidden. Konumos are different since if he wants, he can ask for an annulment of the neder, and they're like an item that has a method to permit it, which is not nullified in a robe. Konumos, there's a mitzvah to null because making nedarim is generally inappropriate, and that's why they're considered a davar she'yesh matirin. Truma, on the other hand, has no such mitzvah, so it can be nullified in a mixture. So the knight who was brought before the king for making a neder on fruit, causing their growth to be forbidden as a davar she'yesh matirin, because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, could not answer the court elder's challenge of where the permitted root of a tithe, the onion that was subsequently replanted, went. Which reminds us of Yochanan Daf Nun Zayin Amabay said that onions, which were tithed and then replanted, are subsequently tithed according to their entire volume, including the original roots, despite their already having been tithed. When Rabbah quoted this before Rav Chissa objected. Who will listen to you and Rabbi Yochanan your Rebbe regarding such a statement? Where did the permitted original root go? Although the new groves required tithing, the original root should not. So the knight who was brought before the king for making a neder on fruit, causing their groves to be forbidden as a davar she'yesh matirin because he had a mitzvah to be matir neder, could not answer the court elder's challenge of where the permitted root of a tithed onion that was subsequently replanted went. So he was sent to expend effort and replant forbidden fruit and not rely on the rain so they can be batal barov, which reminds us perhaps only in a case duol katarich, where one did not expend effort to nullify the plant, meaning he didn't replant it, rather it was rained upon and grew on its own, therefore it's not nullified by the growth of aheka de katarich batal baruba. But where one did expend effort to nullify the plant by replanting it, perhaps it does become batal barov. Daf Samach. So the simmer Daf Samach is smiley face stickers. So here goes. The man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection, that must be on Daf Samach. The man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection today and want to use them after dark, which reminds us the 8th parak begins, Konam yan shanitom hayom eno asu el shetachshach. If one says, wine is konam for my tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark. The term today does not imply a full 24-hour period, but the remainder of that particular day. If someone made a neder for yom echad, one day, he is forbidden for one full 24-hour period from the time he made the neder. The same applies to a neder of 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, or a 7-year cycle. So the man who said, konam my smiley face sticker collection today and wanted to use them after dark, waited impatiently for a heter chacham that was needed because of a gezerah, which reminds us, Rabbi Yirmiyah said, that when it gets dark, he must still ask a chacham for a heter for his neder, although the term of the neder ended already. Rabbi Yosef explained the reason, gezerah hayom mishum yom echad. A gezerah of the neder of today was made because of a possible confusion with the neder of one day. The rabbis were concerned that if someone drinks wine after nightfall by a neder of today, which is permitted, people may assume the same applies to a neder of one day and not wait the full 24-hour period. To avoid this mistake, they required a person to seek a heder on his neder of today before partaking of the formerly prohibited substance. So the man who said, Konam my smiley face sticker collection today and wanted to use them after dark, waited impatiently for a heter chacham that was needed because of a gezerah. But the rabbi was busy trying to figure out whether his friend, who made his smiley face sticker collection usher for a day, should be treated as if he said one day or 2 days. Which reminds us, the Gemara presents an inquiry. Amar konam yan shanitom yom mai. If he said, wine is konam for my tasting for a day, what is the halacha? Is it like a neder of today and forbidden only for the remainder of that day? Or is it like one day and forbidden for a full 24 hours? The question is left unresolved. Daf Samach Aleph. So the Zimmer Daf Samach Aleph is a saw, and we use a magician sawing someone in half. So here goes. The magician, that must mean we're Daf Samach Aleph, sawing a person in half. The magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Amr Yain Shani Tom Yovel Mai. If one said, wine is konum from my tasting for a Yovel cycle, what is the halacha? Whether the Yovel year is the final year of the completed Yovel cycle and thus included in his neder, or the first year of the next cycle and not included in his neder. This is based on a machlokas. If the 50th year is only counted as the 50th year but does not additionally function as the first year of the next cycle, or does function as the first year of the next cycle. So the magician who made the wine that was konum from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with 4 daughters from 2 wives in half. And 3 of the daughters came up on stage, which reminds us the Mishnah Daf Samach Amud Av taught that one who makes a neder ad pnei ha-pesach, until before Pesach, Rameer says he's forbidden until the beginning of Pesach, and Rabbi Yossi holds he's forbidden until the end of Pesach. The Gemara understands that Rameer holds lomayel nafshi l'sveika. A person does not place himself in an uncertain position, meaning that when using an ambiguous phrase such as until before Pesach, which can be understood as the beginning or end, he only included what is clearly included in the term. And Rabbi Yossi holds a person would include all possible meanings, even until the end of Pesach. The Gemara points out that they both contradict their positions in a Mishnah and Kedushin, where one who has 2 sets of daughters from 2 wives and declared that he married off off his elder daughter to someone, but didn't clarify which elder daughter he meant, does it mean all three older daughters in relation to the youngest one, or only the oldest daughter? So the magician who made the wine that was coming from his tasting for a Yovel cycle disappear was surprised when he said he would saw the eldest daughter of a man with four daughters from two wives in half, and three of the daughters came up on stage and got booked immediately for an upcoming Pesach retreat, since his neder not to perform magic again was only until Pesach, which is his man kavu, which reminds the Gemara teaches the rule is kosh his man kavu va'amr ad shiyagia aser ad shiyagia. Any event whose duration is set, such as the 7 days of Pesach, and he said until the event arrives, he's forbidden until it arrives. Amr ad shiyehei aser ad shiyetze. But if he said until it is, he is forbidden until it concludes. But kosha ain't zmano kavua, in any event whose duration is not set, such as the harvest, whether he said until it arrives or until it is, he's only forbidden until it arrives. Daf Samach Beis. So the simon Daf Samach Beis is a submarine. So here goes. The learned submarine captain. Submarine captain. That must mean we're on Daf Samach Beis. The learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, woes to the learned captain that this one is killing him, which reminds us. The Gemara records several incidents of Tanaim utilizing the permit that after the trimming knives for harvesting figs are folded for storage, the figs are hefker and permitted to be taken and are also butted for miser. When Rabbi Tarfon did so, someone discovered him and put him in a sack and carried him to a river to throw him in. Rabbi Tarfon cried out, woes Tarfon that this one is killing him. The man realized who he was and fled, and the Gemara relates that Rabbi Tarfon was pained by this incident for the rest of his life, saying, woe is me, for I used the crown of Torah for my benefit. So the learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, woe is to the learned captain that this one is killing him, pledged to learn only out of love and not to be called Rabbi Captain, which reminds us, it was taught in the Brice when the Torah states, L'havas Hashem Elkecha Lishmo B'kolo U'davka Bo, to love Hashem your God, to listen to his voice and cleave to him. It teaches that a person should not say, Ekra Shikruni Chacham, I will learn Torah, so they will call me a Chacham. Eshna Shikruni Rebbe, I will learn Mishnah, so they'll call me a Rabbi. Eshna She'eh Zaken, Vesha B'yeshiva, I'll learn Gemara, so I will be considered an elder. And sit in the yeshiva, El Lamed Ma'ava, V'sofa Kavod Lavo. Rather, learn out of love, and the honor will eventually come. So the learned submarine captain, who was suspected of stealing figs, and cried out from a sack as he was being thrown overboard, woe is to the learned captain, that this one is killing him, pledged to learn only out of love, and not to be called Rabbi Captain, and published a sefer called The Four Statements Aloud for Talmid Chachamim to claim privileges. Which reminds us, Rava made four statements allowing Talmid Chachamim to claim certain privileges. For example, it's permitted for man to inform others of his status as a Talmid Chacham in a place where they do not know him. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf does more have the question, what is the halach if one makes a neder for a day? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number two. Which daf to Machokas is what one means when one declares that he married off his eldest daughter? That's on daf Samach off. Good. Number three. Which daf to discuss one who vows Ada Goshamim? And the three-way Machokas is about the three normal dates of rainfall. That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number four. Which daf to learn that a person should not learn in order that he should be called Rebbe? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number five. Which daf do we discuss chasayas, which were grown in the eighth year by someone suspected of violating Shemitah? That's on daf Nunches. Good. Number six. Which daf do we know the one who vows from eating garlic until it is Shabbos is only forbidden until the start of Shabbos when Ezra instituted that men should eat garlic? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number seven. Which daf do we know four statements Talmid Chachamim can make to claim certain privileges? That's on daf Samach Beis. Good. Number eight. Which daf do we learn if one says wine is kosher from a tasting today, he's only forbidden until it gets dark? That's on daf Samach. Good. Number nine. Which daf do we discuss which Adar is referred to when one says Adar without specifying which one? That's on daf Samach Gimel. Good. And number ten. Which daf do we the incident of Rabbi Tarfon saving himself from being thrown into the river? That's on daf Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Ram Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.